episode of Ranting and Raving. I am your host, Todd Staruch, and this is the podcast where I get to barf out all of the thoughts about things that are making me crazy this week. And boy, there are so many that I have a hard time deciding which ones I want to mention. In fact, someone asked me if I script the show at all. And my answer was, have you listened? Does it sound like it's scripted? The answer is no. I basically make a few bullet points of the topics I want to talk about, and then I just wing it. I find that it's just better that way. I never want it to sound like a scripted story or something like that. It's basically whatever words are rattling around in my skull at the time. So, having said that, let's get right into it because there are a few things I want to talk about. As I record this, the Super Bowl is only a few days away. And as I could have predicted, my news feed is already starting to show posts by people who feel the intense desire to let the world know that they don't care about the Super Bowl. Well, fucking congratulations for you. And guess what? None of us give a shit that you don't care about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a worldwide event. And the fact that you don't care about it, or I should say claim to not care about it, doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you cool or edgy or anything like that. So, don't bother. Like, just on Super Bowl Sunday, do whatever it is you were going to do, you know, put another rod in your ass or whatever it is you were planning. But I secretly suspect that half these people are going to go to a Super Bowl party anyway, because for many, it's just an excuse to get together and have some food and some booze and some fun and have a football game on in the background. I personally don't give a shit who wins this year. I have no skin in the game. I would just love for the Patriots to not win yet again. But beyond that, it's just a chance for me to go to a Super Bowl party again and just hang out with some friends and just have some fun. I guess there's people in the world that just have this need to shit on things that are widely popular. I posted something on Facebook about that the other day. It's kind of the same where people have to announce that they've never seen an iconic movie. Like, oh, I've never seen The Wizard of Oz, man. Okay, let me know when they pin a fucking medal on your chest for that. Again, nobody gives a shit. It doesn't mean you're cool. It just means you haven't seen a particular movie. And again, I suspect that some of these people have seen the movies that they claim to not have seen. And they're just trying to, I don't know, yeah, it's yet another form of attention seeking, I guess. Like, let me go out there and say that I've never seen Star Wars or that Star Wars is overrated or something like that. And let me get a reaction based on that, you know, come up with something novel. Like, let's hear about something that you like, as opposed to you just claiming to not like a hugely popular pop culture item. It just, I just don't understand that. You know what? I take that back. I guess I do. It's just another form of attention seeking by people who need that sort of thing. So, the Super Bowl, again, no one cares that you're not watching it. And some of the, whenever I post about that, some of the pushback I get is, well, I get tired of seeing posts about the Super Bowl. Guess what, Einstein? Facebook is one big trade-off. We all see things in our news feed that we do see or do not want to see, things that we care about, things that we don't care about. Trust me, when you're posting that you don't care about the Super Bowl because you're annoyed that there were so many posts about it, mostly people don't care about what you're posting usually either. You post things that interest you that maybe nobody else cares about. So again, that's just part of the social media experience. We see things that we like, things that we don't like, things that we care about, things that we don't care about. That's just how it is. But it only seems to be the most popular things that people claim that they don't care about. So related to that is this sort of psychological thing that I've never really understood, and that's the concept of hate watching, where people go on social media to bash a popular movie or a popular show. Usually it's a TV show that is very popular. I see it mostly with The Walking Dead, and I also see it a lot with The Big Bang Theory. And lately, now that season two of Star Trek Discovery is underway, I see people bitching about Star Trek Discovery. Yet they seem to know what happened in every single episode. And my thing is, any like reasonable person would just stop watching. You know, oh, I gave it a shot. I really don't care for this show, so I'm just going to, you know, not watch it. But no, that's never what happens. They watch the, you know, the very next episode and then go online to talk about how much it sucks and how much they hate it and how much it doesn't fulfill the spirit of Star Trek or whatever other fucking bullshit they want to talk about. And yeah, we get it. Like, you don't like the show, so stop watching. It's like going to the same restaurant you don't like over and over again, just so you then can get home and run to your computer and tell us all how you still don't like that restaurant. Meanwhile, you've invested your time, and in the case of the restaurant, your money in it. And in the case of CBS All Access, again, your money, only to turn around and tell us about something you don't like. There are plenty of shows that I got a few episodes in and said, nope, not for me. Gonna move on and just delete them off my DVR and not even gonna bother. And it just makes me laugh. The, you know, this whole idea of hate watching and, you know, people, again, just telling us about something that they don't like. It's a very curious phenomenon with social media. I'll bet people have written books about it. They probably have, or at least articles about it. If I Googled hate watching right now, I'd probably get, you know, a million articles about the concept of hate watching. But, you know, again, it's just something that I notice. And with some shows, particularly The Walking Dead, it's very curious. We're, what, 9 seasons in, I guess, at this point, and some of us still like the show, even though it does definitely have its flaws. And I still have the same people on my newsfeed, on social media, that have been complaining about the show for years now. And I'm like, wow, how could you possibly be so invested in something that you claim to hate? Just quit watching already. If you feel the show has run its course or jumped the shark or whatever, just move on. We live in a world of endless entertainment now. There are countless shows you can check out on various platforms that may be better for you. So quit it with the hate watching already. It's just fucking ridiculous at this point. Okay, so I'm going to have some coffee here. For my next topic, I'm going to kind of take it down a little bit. The first two things are frivolous. At the end of the day, the Super Bowl is very important to the guys that play it, but ultimately, you know, it's really not. So lately, I guess partly or mainly because marijuana is becoming legalized in so many states, something that really irks me has reared its head more so than it had before, even though it's kind of only been around. It's always been around, rather. And I've been seeing more and more posts about how, quote unquote, marijuana kills cancer, or marijuana cures cancer, or cannabis oil beats cancer. But the big evil pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry and the government don't want anybody to know about that because there's too much money to be made treating people with cancer, who have cancer, rather than curing it. I cannot tell you how much this pisses me off, and I don't give a fuck who gets mad at me about it. My mother passed away just a little bit less than 5 years ago from an incurable form of cancer. When we got the news, I asked the doctor, well, what's the treatment? And he said, well, I'm sorry, but there is no treatment for this form of cancer. All we can do is put your mom into hospice and make sure that she is comfortable and pain-free until the end comes. Now, if it was all about profit, they would have subjected her to endless tests and endless drug therapies and all kinds of things to maybe extend her life by a month or two and make her miserable in the process, all supposedly in the name of profit. So when I see these memes that come up about how cannabis cures cancer, I want to fly into a rage and just throw my monitor through the window. Because in my brain, I'm thinking, well, fuck, if only I had injected my mother with cannabis oil or whatever the fuck shit they're mentioning, she'd be alive today. God damn you, medical industry. God damn you, pharmaceutical company. You know, oh, fuck, all we had to do was go down and buy a dime bag and a box of rolling papers and let my mother toke up and she'd still be alive today. Well, fuck me. Why didn't I do that? It really, really makes me mental. Look, I fucking get it. We all know that marijuana has medicinal properties. It relieves pain. It relieves nausea. All these things. Like, we know. And I have never once denied that or fought against that idea. In fact, the hospice nurse indirectly suggested that we obtained some marijuana and let my mother take it to ease her her pain. She chose not to do that. She did not want it, and we respected that. But I would have gladly let her do it. I support the legalization of marijuana, or I should say the decriminalization of marijuana. I support it wholeheartedly. But this idea that it is this magic cure for cancer is absurd on its face. I have friends who are in the biochemical field, the pharmaceutical field, medical field, who have dedicated their lives to helping cancer patients and to try to find cures for cancer. There are people who lie awake at night trying to dream of ways to cure this awful, awful plague and to help people who have it. So this idea that they are mustache-twirling villains who just want to keep making money by pumping people full of chemotherapy is just asinine on its face. It would mean that there are pharmaceutical company employees and executives and government officials and all sorts of people who are apparently willing to let their friends and loved ones and family members die from cancer, all in the name of protecting profits. Do you understand how ridiculous that sounds? Not to mention the fact that if cannabis really did simply zap cancer and cure it, a long time ago, some company would have lobbied Congress to legalize that shit, and it would have been packaged and sold to us by every major pharmaceutical company on the face of the fucking earth. Cancer is a goddamn plague, and any widespread cure for it would be a license to fucking print money. Do you understand that? You know, everyone out there who says, pot cures cancer, bro. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Okay? So just stop it with that. I wonder how many stoners, like, I wonder if there's a survey of, or a poll or some kind of research. I have to look this up when I'm done. I wonder if there's any research that will show us how many regular pot users drop dead from cancer in a year. Because I'm sure there's a lot of them. I wonder how it worked out for, you know, Steve Jobs to forego modern medicine, you know, in the form of quote unquote holistic treatments. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things in this on this earth and in this universe that we don't know about yet, or just things that we can't comprehend yet that have amazing properties. A lot of our medicines and drugs originate in rainforests or from animals that live in the ocean or plants or whatever. We understand this. So who knows? There are probably things that have amazing medicinal properties. Indigenous peoples have known this for centuries. There are plants that have all sorts of healing properties. We all get it. But I'm focusing on cannabis right now because if I see one more meme telling me how pot cures cancer or cannabis oil kills tumors, I think I might just lose my fucking mind completely. Do some actual research, people. Again, to me, these are just stoners that don't actually give a shit about people with cancer. They just want to be able to get high legally without fear of being prosecuted. And again, let me make this clear for those in the back of the room. I fully support the decriminalization of marijuana. I've said this so many times. The fact that so many people are in prison for a long time for, you know, having an ounce of pot on them is completely fucking absurd. It's a drain on our society, and it ruins lives, and it's just ridiculous. I have a lot of good friends who use marijuana recreationally and with no issues, and they're fine, decent people. They just enjoy getting high once in a while. And yeah, yes, it's no different than the person who comes home, pours themselves a scotch to unwind after a shitty day or what have you. But again, just stop it with this bullshit about pot curing cancer. It is an insult to the thousands of men and women who research tirelessly to try to find actual cures. My own grandfather had prostate cancer. He went through his treatment with chemotherapy and radiation, and he lived another 10 years cancer-free. Was he not cured of cancer? There are people striding the earth today who have been cancer-free for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Were they not cured of cancer using modern medicine? Yes, there are a lot of cancers that are aggressive and resist treatment. I have several dear friends and family members who have been undergoing treatment for years, but they bravely go through it because they enjoy life. They enjoy living. So they deal with the awful side effects of the treatment because they want to stick around. They're tougher. These people are tougher than I could ever hope to be. And I admire them greatly. So this idea that if only we could get marijuana into their hands, these people would be cured of cancer. Again, I beg you, just sit back and really think about how ridiculous that sounds. I am sure that these people would light up in a heartbeat if they truly believed that it would wipe out the tumors and that are invading their bodies and their bloodstreams. So, again, I very rarely unfriend, unfollow people on social media, but posting some bullshit like that is an instant way off my friends list. And again, I don't really care who gets mad about it, because this is one topic where I'm not, you know, just flippant about it. Like, this is just making me crazy today. Or this, you know, some guy cut me off in traffic and fuck bad drivers. You know, it's not like that, especially since this one hits very close to home because of my mother. So thanks for letting me kind of switch to a little more somber note. But it's just something that I felt very strongly about, so I wanted to talk about it. I assure you, next week I'll be back to the usual silliness that I am, losing my shit over. So we'll wrap this up. Thank you once again for listening. I truly appreciate everyone giving me a voice and listening, whether you agree or disagree or you think I'm silly or whatever. Either way, you're listening, and I appreciate that very much. If you enjoy ranting and raving, you will definitely want to go over to podcastcd.net and check out all the other amazing podcasts that are on the Podcast City Network, including the Imaginarium, the podcast that I host with my podcasting partner in crime, Scott Colbert, and again, a lot of other amazing podcasts over at podcastcity.net. So do me a favor, go over there, check them out, give them a listen. And until next time, everybody, stay pissed.